Praise everyone in the house, those that are viewing, expect something incredible to take place tonight. Stand with me if you are in the house. I want you to pray this with me. Make this a prophetic declaration. Something great is going to happen to me today, before the sun comes up tomorrow, when something else great will happen. Today, something great is going to happen. Now let's take it one step further and say, something great is happening today. Psalms 18, verse 2 begins, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer." Say, "God is my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation," or stronghold. That word horn means strength. And when it talks about the strength or the horn of my salvation, it's referring to a strength that rises, a rising strength. Almost like a horn, a trumpet, but also like the horn on a unicorn. It refers to the horn, that which stands up, which makes a declaration, "I'm strong," like the strength of Samson in the day when it seemed like there was so much division, and there was. God made his strength known. Again, "The Lord is my rock." He's the place I stand. He's my fortress. He's my shield. He's my covering. When God shields and God covers us, it's not just that he's protecting us because so much bad or evil is going on. He's talking about a sound place in him where he leads us where he is supposed to go. Scriptures say this. It says, "Lord, you led us. You made your path through the waters. You made your path through the seas." What a strange place for God to make a path, right? I mean, you'd figure God make a way, you know, help me find a smooth road. Help me find a place that I don't have to do so much traversing. Show me the path you want me to be on. Hear the word of the Lord tonight. But the word says, "God, you made your path. You made your path. And this is where you made it. You made it through the sea, the deep waters." It says, "And though we did not see your footprint, you led us in the way we were to go." You led us. And it says, "And you used Moses and Aaron to get us there." This is what just captivated me. A couple of things. Number one, we didn't see your footprint, but they were there. We didn't see your footprints in the sand, but you were there. You were going before us. God is going before you tonight. I hear this. I hear a refreshing, a horn of strength is rising up in the body of Christ. In you, take this very personally. A horn of strength is rising up in you. The strength of the Lord, the power, the might of God. "The Lord my God, he is my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation," my stronghold, my strength. Every time God leads us someplace where we are totally dependent on our faith, it's not an emergency call. We're not doing it because of a 911 call. What God is saying is, this is how I intended for you to believe all along. Your faith, the strength of your faith, the horn of your salvation, the strength of who you are, isn't dependent on negative trying times saying you don't have any choice. But it's really a light. It's a footprint you can't see, but a voice you hear, a footprint you feel in your spirit where God's saying, follow me this way. Just follow me this way. God is leading us through a season, a time, a generation of waters being divided, making a path where there didn't seem to be a road, making a way where there didn't seem to be a way. And that's what he said. He said, I'm going to show you something, and this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. How many of you are believing God for something you've never experienced before? A new strength. See, God, the word says he takes pleasure in the bounty or the prosperity or the increase of his people. But when God leads you to a place where he can do that for you, he's leading you in a path that he's created, because the path you're walking on your own, the path we choose for ourselves, isn't necessarily a powerful path of wondrous things, of new things. We tend to find safe places where it just feels discernibly safe. This is just a safe place to walk. But when God leads you, the word says you made your path, not my path. You made your path. God is making his path for the world today, the nations today. And he's saying, look at the sea. The sea is my path. But there doesn't seem to be a path. And God spoke to Moses and he said, I need you. I need a voice. Again, I need a voice. I need someone that says, you're going to the other side. You need to believe for the other side. You need to believe God for the other side. Not the increase beyond imagination is waiting for you on the other side. It may not happen on this side. The just, the empowered, live by faith. The overcomers live by faith. And it's not just overcoming a bad thing. It's overcoming the present, stepping into a future time where God is able to outpour and refresh you. We are in need of a refreshing in the earth today. And God is saying, I will pour out a new refreshing oil on you. You raise up the horn of my strength. And the word says, you pour new oil on me. You refresh me in a new way. This is a sign. Everything that's going on is not a sign of trouble. It's a sign of refreshing. It's a sign of a new day. I see the presence and the glory and the wonder of the Lord. I see a horn of strength rising up out of the earth. I see stalks of wheat, stalks that God has raised up that are stronger than anything you've ever lived and experienced in your life. God said in the day of Moses, he said, I did things no one else has ever seen before because it pleased me to do it. God is still pleased when he is able to show us things we've never seen before. He's doing that today. He said, when you walk in a time of faith, it pleases me. When you stand in a season where there doesn't seem to be a way, and yet you believe me. Now, listen, some of you may be out there and say, listen, I'm comfortable. I found a place. I found a way. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking to those of you that have vision. Because without it, you begin to dwindle. You begin to weaken. You begin to lose heart. You have vision for something greater than you've ever experienced today, to present day, and something where you say, God, I know I didn't do it. I know I believed you for it because you put your word in me, just exactly the way you put your word in Moses, but I believed you for it, and I'm not walking in my power, but I am walking in my faith in you. I'm not walking in what I was able to bring about, but I am walking in what you revealed to me. Remember, it was God's idea for Moses to go where he couldn't go. It was God's idea, and it's God's idea for you to go to the other side. It wasn't your idea to need to be blessed or to want to be rest or to want to be increased. This is God's idea, just like it was God's idea when Nebuchadnezzar raised up the idol and he said, worship. And Daniel said, we're not going to do that. We're going to worship God. It was God's idea. It wasn't the king's idea. It was God's idea for them to go into the furnace. Because God was saying, I want to show you something you don't know you're capable of. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. God is saying, I want to show you something you don't know you're capable of. I want to show you how great I am within you. As I was with Moses, I'm with you. I'm the same God. As I was with Abraham, I'm with you. I'm the same God. I want you to live a life where you see me do the things that Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob saw. That was them then. But this is us now. This is the dawn of a new day. And who are those people that walk through? The ones God said that heard the voice. God, we didn't see your footprint, but you went before us anyway. And we heard the voice of Moses and Aaron. And what they were doing was saying what they heard you say to them. And they walked in a time, they walked in a place where they were astounded. God is going to draw praise out of the earth today because of his wonders. He's going to draw praise and worship out of the people because of the wonder that he's doing them. Uncompromised praise, even unseen praise, unidentified praise that only comes out when you say, look and see what God has done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the day you're living in. If you're not living in a deep vision, you're not expecting deep waters. You're not going to see a way that's the way you want to see. You're not going to see the new day that you're looking for. Look for the deep waters of God. He's making a way. We're standing in the middle of a time where we see the finger of the Lord say, I want you to believe for the other side. Don't try to go back. Just like he said to the prophet, to the man of God, he said, I don't want you to go back. You came that way, and it was fine to get here. But it's not all right to get back the same way. Where I want to take you is not back. I want to take you ahead. There's a generation in the world today. There's a people in the world today that are not going to be like the man of God that disobeyed because a religious voice said, come this way. We stay true to what God has said. God said, don't go back. We can't go back. We're not going to be consumed by a lion or a bear or a people's word. We're standing here saying, God said, there's no way back, but there is a way forward. There's no way to get where we were, but there is a clear road going to where he's called us to be. We're not going to stand in a day like we stood before, saying, I'm excited about what's coming. We're going to stand in a day in awe, in new praise, in newfound praise, saying, I'm standing in a day of prophecy. I'm in the middle of the sea watching God hold back the waters. I can't see his footprint, but I can hear his voice. I can feel the wind of his presence. This is a day unlike I have ever seen before. God has put this seed in the hearts of those that will walk in this day and say, it's not by might, nor by power. For sure it's not. For sure it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Do you believe that night? If you're united tonight, lift your voice and shout, yeah! God's doing a new thing. Uncompromised. Beyond the seen eye. Beyond the mind of men. What we have jotted down with the pen, saying this is the way it's supposed to be. And God says, do you see that sea? I'm taking you through, and you will know for sure it's not by might or by power, but by my Spirit, says the word of the Lord. Give God a shout of praise tonight. Just as God told Moses that day, I want you to see some place you've never been, an impassable, an impossible sea. I want you to look and I want you to anticipate. I want you to anticipate. It's going to be great. 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 Anticipate. Say it with me. I anticipate. It's going to be great. I anticipate. It's going to be great. People are looking for strength in themselves. They're looking for strength in their economy. Looking for a sign that it's going to be okay. This is not the direction of the Lord. The direction of the Lord is, can you see by the vision I've given you? Can you believe by the word I've spoken to you? Can you believe according to the dreams and the vision and the panting of your heart? The baiting of the Spirit of the Lord, saying, believe me for the great things that you cannot do. It's not those that are looking to settle in. It's not those that are looking for things to be the way they had been. It's for a generation of people of all nations, all ages, all walks of life that say, it's not by might, it's not by my doing, it's not by my power, it's by the word of the Lord that is in my mouth. I was driving the other day and the Spirit of the Lord literally drew my attention. You can take your seats, but stay right here. And I looked over and I saw the hills, which I've looked at more times than I would even know to count. And what came out of me, wasn't just thank you for the hills, thank you for the trees, thank you for the sky, thank you for the wind, thank you for the water. What came out of me is thank you for the diversity I see. No hill is the same. And I know God was, I knew God was prophesying, was speaking through me, and I said, thank you that nothing is the same. And as I'm literally, as I'm driving, I see this world, and it's just white, and everything's smooth, and everything's just symmetrical, everything's just plain, everything's just flat. And I hear the word of the Lord say to me, this is how people would have the world if they could do it their way. They would call it a perfect world. Nothing to navigate. No changes in their life. Everything just looks comprehensively clear. Constantly and consistently the way they want it. It would look like a whitewashed world with no diversity, no complexity, no identity. Everything just the same. And then out of me, I started praying and I said, Father, I thank you for the joy in the difference. I thank you for the high points and the lower peaks. I thank you for the diversity that you've created, because out of it I find my strength and I find my joy. I see the difference. I see the multiplexity of your creation. I see so many different reasons to worship you. It makes the life, my life, so exciting, so renewed, so wonderfully different. Thank you. Thank you for all the diversity in the world that you've created. And in a moment's time, my mind just went to leaves and trees and plants and everything that you could imagine, and how different they are, and how seemingly inconsistent they are. And just like life, just like those hills, that inconsistency is what brings us our joy. It gives us the vision to see the wonder and the glory of God. If everything was just so plain and white and flat and easy to navigate, you wouldn't see the glory of God. You wouldn't see the wonder of God. You wouldn't see the diversity of God. You wouldn't see yourself. You'd never know how blessed, how increased, how fearfully and wonderfully made you are. You wouldn't have the fullness of joy in your life. That's why the scriptures say, count it all joy. When you see all these different types of the trying, and I don't see it like trying your faith, but calling to your faith, believe God to climb this hill. I made it. How exciting is that? And then you're done. But you don't. You look and you see, it's that hill. That hill's bigger than this hill. And God quickens you and you run up. The word says God is quickening his people. God is quickening his people. There is a quickening, making you alive. God, I thank you for what I accomplished today. But tomorrow, there's that hill. I'm going to run that hill. What the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, I want you to believe for the diversities of God. the different from glory. How can you go from glory to glory if everything just unites? But get excited about the diversity of God. Instead of it being a trying time, it will be a joyful time. Instead of being a hard to traverse time, it will be an exciting time of strength. I have the strength to go here. I have the strength to go there. The word says, I will mount up with wings as eagles. I'll run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. This is that hour. Do you have the eyes to see, the heart to believe, and the ears to hear? This is the dawning of a brand new day. What you couldn't do, what you didn't do, what you thought wasn't going to happen, you decided you were going to settle in. God said, my footprints are still there. You don't see them, so you think it's not going to happen. You don't have anyone witnessing to you. But I'm telling you, in a moment's time, you're going to raise your hands and say, God, you did it, and you did it greater and bigger and better than I could imagine. I saw your diversity, and instead of being upset about it, I rejoiced in you. When you shook the earth, instead of being afraid, I said, glory to God. The hand of the Lord is in the earth. God is moving things around. He's doing a brand new thing. I see a refreshing coming out of the heavens of God. I see a renewed oil being poured upon your head, an oil of joy, an oil of gladness. This is the season of the Lord. Doors will open that would have never opened before. Even in the day of your strength, when you thought it'll happen now, because I'm strong, I'm fresh, I'm new, I'm young, I'm alive, I haven't messed it up yet, and it didn't happen. As the word says, even the young lion hunger, and they lack strength. But they that wait upon the Lord, they will renew in their strength. Not your strength, His strength. He will renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to do things you've never done before. Doors will open to you that had they opened before with the strength you had on your own. It wouldn't have meant anything. You would not have prevailed. But with the strength that God is pouring out on you today, doors of wonder are going to open. Your homes, your families, your businesses, your churches, your anointing, your call, your dreams, your visions, they're going to increase and increase. You're going to hear from God. This is a day of outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? We're going to hear the wonders of God. We're going to hear God speaking not only to us, but speaking through us. As it was in that day, this is a day we have walked into. This is a day that the Lord has rained on us. A day of new beginning, a day of new awakening. There is a door of heaven that has been opened in the earth. God is pouring out of His Spirit, and we are saying and we are seeing. Look and see what I'm saying. God has done it. He is more witness, and we're not interested in what people think. We're interested in moving the heavens. We're interested only in one thing, that we've been stirred in our spirits and quickened to worship God in a new way, unlike we have ever known before. Renewed strength, awe, standing in awe of our God and of His Christ. This is that pronounced day. This night, says the word of the Lord. Give God praise. Hear and see and move as God has said. The young shall fall and be weary, and the young man fall exhausted. But they who anticipate, they who wait for the Lord, shall be renewed in their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. There's a day of walking. I'm telling you, from the physical inside to the physical outside to the vision before you, that door is open now. What you felt too weary to do, what felt so prolonged, so much time to get there, this is the day it begins. This is the season that it begins. This is the hour that it starts. This is that day. We're not waiting as in a long-term time. We're anticipating the movements of God. Stop believing the way you've been believing. It's not strong enough. It was for that day. Don't go back, men and women of God. Don't go back the way you came. Don't look to be renewed where you came from. Look for a home going a new way, a way that God opens, a new way that God puts before you, a new door that God opens. It may seem locked, may seem barred shut, but God says, I want you to stand at this door and I want you to knock, because I want to show you I can open a door that no man can close. And the heavens are opening in a way you've not seen before. And we pull upon the heavens of God for that tonight, according to the word of the Lord. According to the word of the Lord. And what was the word of the Lord to me tonight for you? Fresh oil is being poured out on you. This is a day of refreshing. This is a day when your strength is going to rise up, no matter what you've been through, no matter how impossible or impassable it may seem. This is when everything comes together. There's a coalescing of things. There is uniting of things. Not what we had supposed, but we had trusted the Lord, and God is saying, I told you, if you would seek me first, I would renew you. I would show you things you didn't know. I would satisfy you. Your efforts can't, but my promise, my word can. This is that day. This is the dawn of that new season. And we pull upon the heavens of God right now. And we declare, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God is speaking. There is a new strength. There is renewed vision. Your people are stronger than they've ever been before. There is a cry out of the temples of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who has come in the name of the Lord. And blessed are we that declare the goodness and the presence of the Lord. Blessed are we who lift up our voices and declare God is great and he is excellent in his deeds. He is excellent in his mighty works. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God who has made a way where there didn't seem a way, opened up a door that didn't seem to be opened. Ears will hear you that have heard a sound come out of your mouth. But today they will hear intelligible language from the kingdom of God that will cause their hearts to melt and bow before the word God has put in your mouth. Even as it was with Joseph, so it will be with those that believe. As it was with David, so the victory will be with those that believe. As it was with Daniel, so the favor and the victory will be with those that will believe. This is that hour. This is that season. Believe. Anticipate the move of God, the newness of God. This is the hour and the dawn of a new day. This is the dawn of a new outpouring of the Spirit of the living God. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. Praise him for his mighty deeds. I praise you for your mighty deeds. This is the praise that's coming out that I'm prophesying to you to doubt today. Praise him for his mighty deeds. How are you going to do that? Because he's doing mighty things. I praise him for his mighty deeds. I praise him according to his excellent greatness. Why don't we believe for greater? Why don't we anticipate the more? We try to fill ourselves up with yesterday. Try to repeat the same social graces of yesteryear. Dance to the same tune. Sing the same song. We plan it, but they that anticipate the greatness, the exceeding greatness of our God. This is the word of the Lord. And we pull upon the heavens of God. Anticipate the greatness of the Lord, the excellent greatness of God. Don't anticipate things getting better. Anticipate things being unlike they have ever been before. This is where the favor of the Lord rests. Don't anticipate it's all going to settle down and it's all going to be all right again. No, it's not going to settle down. The word of the Lord is stirring up the heavens even as he stirred the waters. God's stirring the earth today. You're going to see it in the waters. You're going to see it in the earth. You're going to see it in the sky. Signs and wonders. Not so you would believe, but so you will remember God said it was going to happen, and it's coming to pass. The waters will confirm the praises of God. The earth will be shaken with the mighty hand of God. The heavens will declare the glory of the Lord. Anticipate His greatness. Not the way it used to be. The way you used to be. The way you used to think. The things you used to see. Don't worship yourself. Worship God. Lord, I look for a way where I can make Your name famous in the earth. Where I make a declaration. Where I can live in a power of revelation. For people know it's not by might, it's not possible. It's by His Spirit, says the Lord. I'm prophesying over both sides of the house tonight. Right here, right now. Prophesying over both sides of the house tonight, from front to back. To those that will believe, I see you more excited than you've been ever. Not anticipating that it is one day of joy and excitement. I see such an anticipation. I see such a joy of excitement. There is joy, but with this joy, there's an anticipation. God, this isn't going to end. This isn't going to stop. This is the new life. This is the dawn of a new day. This is the outpouring of Your Spirit. This is the new anointing oil. This is that anointing oil of gladness. And the strength that is pouring out of me, waiting upon You, anticipating You, is making everything around me different. Everything's coming into me that was supposed to. Everything that was supposed to be united is united. It's not like it was. It's beyond anything it could have ever been. Instead of feeling fear and anxiety about what may or may not be, I sense the move of God. I'm discerning Your hand of favor. Hear these words, mark them. Believe the word of the Lord tonight. And walk in it. It's pouring out before you even now. Saw you laughing, so excited about what was coming, and that it just wasn't going to end, and it didn't, and it doesn't, and it won't. Anticipate the greatness of the Lord, and it will come to pass. Anticipate the grandeur of God. And you'll see it. You'll see it. God, we didn't see Your footprints. But kinda we did. Because when I looked where Moses stepped, he stepped there. Because You put His foot there. You told him where to go. And then I looked again. And Aaron's prints are there. And the people's prints are there. And all the enemy, all their footprints were far, far behind. I couldn't even discern their prints. You far removed all anguish and all anxiety. And You did it in the earth because Your kingdom became manifest in the earth as it is in the heavens. Believe the word of the Lord, for it pleases the Lord. It pleases Him to bless His people. Believe the best. Only good shall happen to me. Only goodness shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the glory and the presence and the power of God. I will bear witness in the earth. God, look, You are with me. Nations of the earth, behold the glory of the Lord. See what God has done and is yet to be done, and it shall be done. Speaking to those that are viewing tonight, God is opening up a door for you. A door that feels like a window and a door at the same time. It opens and you can walk through it, but it's like it opens and it pours out on you too. Believe. Not like you used to. Not like you used to, but like you've never believed before. Single-minded. heart set upon the things of God. Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, He and He alone leads the way. In this, the grandeur and the greatness of doors, honor, and favor that you have never known before, you will know. Believe the word of the Lord and increase to the glory of God. It won't stop. Keeps coming and coming and coming, like the wind just blew something new into your yard. Dawn of a new day. The air feels cleaner and different. All the diversities are an excitement to you. Instead of a dread, the blessing of the Lord rests on you. God, we worship and praise you. Glorify your mighty name. You are worthy of all the praise. You never change, you're the same, but your ever diversity, every newness, every beginning, every completion, every continuation, every joy we could dream of and far beyond, you exceed our imagination. You are God, you are good, you are great, you are love. And we worship you, God of greatness. Worship the God of greatness tonight. We worship you, God, the God of greatness. We worship you as the God of greatness, exceeding greatness. We worship you as the God of love, so compassionate, so loving, so caring, so watchful over us, your people. So joyful, so filled with joy. In your presence is joy, exceeding great joy. Not a single moment of laughter, but continuous praise and thanksgiving and gladness in our hearts. But we're not saying it, we're living it, we're feeling it. Our hearts are rejoicing. See, when your heart rejoices, it isn't just because something happened for a moment. Your heart rejoices because it just doesn't end. And that's where the joy remains. It just doesn't end. God's anointing your heart. Just as He anoints you to prophesy, He's anointing your heart to rejoice, anointing your heart to see. You'll see with your heart. And when your heart sees, your heart rejoices. And when your heart rejoices, it's united with the heart and the mind of God. And you see, there is no end, only continuous new beginnings. Such diversity is such a joy to me. It's like going to the east where I wanted to go, and going to the west where I looked to go, going to the north where I dreamed of going. Every place I desire, around the world, east, north, west, south, northeast, southwest, every place. Instead of a trying time, the things that would have tried the earth, the things that would have tried those of a natural carnal mind, even a religious mind, will be a joy to you. It won't be a difficult journey, but a joyous trip. You will look forward as though you were looking forward to some destination that is pleasing to your mind, pleasing to your eye. Why? Because the Lord has raised me up. He has given me a new strength to see the interpretation of what God is doing. Says the Spirit of the Lord. You will see with the eyes of the Spirit. You will know what I am doing, for I will reveal it to you. And where you would have said, "What is this?" and "Oh Lord," you will say, "See what this is. Oh Lord, we praise you for what you have done and what you are doing." Because the Lord has raised up the horn of your strength, your salvation. You're looking through the eyes of salvation. You are truly the redeemed, the favorite of the Lord, because you have sought Him. You have repented. Repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Repent so you can see through the eyes of the kingdom of God. Repent, for the mind of God prevails. giving you a new heart. Giving you a new heart. See with your heart. See with your heart. See how far you go. I see God. I hear God. I hear the Lord literally drawing praises out. Not contrived praises. Not forced praises. But just praise because of the wonder of God. Look and see what God is doing. Not just to me. Not just around me. Look what He's doing through me. Feel like I'm walking in another place. I didn't go back where I came from. I went a new way. And when I arrived where I was, it was different than it was. God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. Doing a brand new thing. Hear the phone ring. Pick it up and say, "It's me, Lord. I'm sending you into the dawning of a new day. Bear witness that I'm God with you all the time, in every way. Not just so you can make it through, but so you stand up and say, 'Lord God, I want to go there. Lead me through. Not of might or of power, but of your spirit,' says the Lord. I glorify you." The Lord is drawing praise out of us because we just can't help it, because we're so excited. So reunited with the word and the will and the purpose and the presence and the power and the glory of the Lord. Walked away from your fear and doubt. Lifted up your voice and shout, "Glory to God in the highest." Look and see what the Lord has done. We pull upon the heavens of God today and we say, "Let it be so according to your word, O Lord." And the word of the Lord is, it is sure. It has been said. It has been declared. It has been confirmed, and it is done. Walk in the dawn of this new day. Walk in the newness of this day. And bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Anticipate the moves of God. They are great. And He is greatly to be praised in all He says and all He does. And everyone shouted. Everyone shouted. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. One, two, three. Who's blessing me? My God. That's who. One, two, three. Who's chasing me? My God. It's true. One, two, three. What's going to happen to me? Blessing. It's true. One, two, three. I see the sea. I'm excited to see what God will do. One, two, three. Who's after me? My God. That's true. One, two, three. No enemy to see. Only my God. It's true. One, two, three. Who's chasing me? Gonna catch me, overflow me, overwhelm me with the praise and the glory of all that He's doing. Can't you see? Making a witness of me. My God. That's who. Say. Say. My God. My God, stand with me tonight. My God, glorify Him. My God, come on. My God, we're moving the heavens today. We're moving the heavens tonight. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Bear witness to your word, O Lord. Bear witness you are God with us. As you have already said, so we declare, it is the word of the Lord. It has been spoken, and it will come to pass. We pull upon the heavens of God to release the glory, an outpouring, an awakening of righteousness, the dawning of a new day, rejoicing in praise because of the grace, the glory, the goodness, and the favor of the Lord being poured out. New oil tonight in Jesus' name. You believe it? Shout, yeah! Not like it was. Not like it's ever been. You say, "I thought if it got to this point, it would be like talking about it. Where do I begin?" But the Lord will overwhelm you in a way. You'll say, "Oh my, I don't even know what to say." It's beyond me, and yet God is carrying me in what I cannot do, and yet it's being done. I stand in wonder every day. Let a pure heart and a mind after God, anticipating the glory, not the business, the glory of the Lord. And watch and see what the glory of the Lord will do through all you have your hands on to do. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. Worship your God. There's a wonder in the heavens being poured out in the earth. Jonathan, there's a deeper deep. You're going to be drawing water. I see you pulling a bucket out saying, this is deeper than I've ever drawn before, and I have never tasted water like this. And when I drink it, it refreshes me, but something comes out of me like I've never experienced before. I am so complete. I need nothing but more of this water. This is a depth that's being poured into you that you're drawing from. As you draw from these waters of revelation, they're going to pour out of you. And the completeness, the fullness that you feel will be the excitement of new praise that will come out of you in sound, in worship, in ideas. You're writing things unlike you've ever written before, and you're saying, sing this song. Sing this song I've written. Sing this song I've wrote. But not by might or power, but by the word of the Lord. Sing this melody that has been created through me. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Go ahead and bless His name. Angie, you're not going back. And that's been the season, going back to see if it's changed. You're going forward and you will see it has changed. It's not as it used to be. It's not you pulling teeth. It's not you dragging away. It's you walking in a new way, not going back the way you came, but saying, it's only forward for me. And as I move forward, it doesn't matter what anyone else says or anyone else does. I'm not waiting for confirmation. I'm walking in the word of the Lord. Newness, newness and new oil on you. Don't try to debate it. Don't try to anticipate it. Anticipate the glory of the Lord, the dawn of a new day. God, give you a dream, even concerning this word tonight, that you see the depth of it in your heart and walk in that day. I release that word to you. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Lift your praise. Declare His name. There is greatness in the house of the Lord. There is greatness in the house of the Lord. There is greatness in the house of the Lord. There is greatness in the house of the Lord. This house, there is greatness in the house of the Lord. This house, there is greatness in the house of the Lord. This house, there is greatness in the house of the Lord. This house, there is greatness of the... Come on. Say it. Greatness. Say it. There is greatness in the house of the Lord. This house. Greatness in the house of the Lord. This house. Greatness in the house of the Lord. This house. Greatness in the house of the Lord. This house. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on. I feel something coming down from on high. I feel something coming down from on high. I see something coming down. It's so brand new. I see something coming down. You can't dispute. I see a new rain, the rain, the dawn of a new day. Doors are being opened, a sound orchestrated. Many will say, never felt like this, never sounded like this, never worked like this. Ease from the Lord, ease from the Lord, ease from the Lord, ease from the Lord. There is greatness in this house. Say it. There is greatness because of the Spirit of the Lord. There is greatness in this house. Greatness by the grace and the power and the word of the Lord. God said, let us make man and make him in our image and in our likeness. In the image of man, in the image of God, created he them. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said, walk in greatness. There is greatness in the house, this house. By the word of the Lord, there is greatness in the house, this house. Say it. There is greatness in the house, the temple of the Lord. Know ye not, you are the temple of the living God. There is greatness in the house, this house. Come on. Hey, there is greatness in the house, this house. There is greatness in the house, this house. Greatness of song, rejoicing, prophesying. Greatness in this house. Greatness of praise and worship in this house. Say it. There is greatness in the house, this house. There is greatness in the house, this house. You believe it tonight? For real. Give the Lord a shout of praise. This is a moment I say the altar is open, which means the altar is open. Come before the Lord, he says. Worship God. And I say this all the time. Sow a seed in the soil of this word tonight. No matter what you've done in the past, worship God. Worship God. Worship God. Come on, gentlemen. Worship him on the stringed instrument. Worship him. From high on the neck to high on the neck, okay? Joy, every place you go, joy takes the scene. Every place you go, joy takes the stage. Every place you go, revelation pours out the glory and the presence of the Lord. We are no longer running from anything. We're running into something. The glory and the presence and the favor of the Lord. This is that day. Give the Lord a shout of praise. We pull upon the heavens of God for the rain on the seed sown. God, you are glorified in it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Not in advance, but in the moment, right now, it's happening. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everyone shout it. Make a sound. You're dismissed. Go out with the prophetic shout.